So, Mark, as a longtime comic book fan, what do you think about all these movie announcements?
Well, it's an exciting time to think that all these characters we grew up reading are going to finally be on screen. It's just disappointing somewhat that they are owned by different studios, because I would love to see a Wolverine and Hulk movie. I mean, two badass Marvel characters fighting in the same movie. Which brings a good question up. If there were any two comic book characters of any kind, what two would you like to see in a movie?
I like to see Spider-Man and the Punisher, because even though they're both good guys, they would eventually wind up having to fight each other.
Man, I would like to see the ultimate gun down. The Punisher and Deadpool. Ninja gunslinger versus hardcore federal agent gunslinger.
That's an excellent choice, but it also brings up a good point. Your wives must punish y'all a lot.
It's a punish.
This is Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
Welcome to a new episode of Rebel Radio. It's good to be back in the studio. This is your host, Mark, and with me is...
Frank T. Biscuit.
And the Electric Monkey.
We are hanging out with a new episode of, as I just said, I'm repeating myself, of Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Go there for all your movie needs, and other episodes of the podcast are hosted there as well. And since last we spoke, lots has been announced in the world of comic books and movies. Marvel yesterday had a huge announcement, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But last week about this time, Marvel had announced that the new Avengers trailer would be premiering during last night's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, Hydra got to it early, and it leaked out all over the internet. And on TrustMeIJedi.com, we had a leaked copy that night, and we had it out there for people to see. And within a couple of hours of it leaking out, Marvel said, screw this, we're going to release it officially. And lo and behold, the Avengers Age of Ultron first trailer was released to the masses. And what a trailer it was. People that know me know I'm not the biggest fan of the first Avengers movie. I like it, but I also think that it had enormous build-up to it. I don't think it's the best movie that Marvel's done. And but the second one, I was immediately sold from the trailer. I thought the use of the Pinocchio music and the Ultron with no strings attached to him was very haunting, and it's obviously got that darker sequel feel to it. And very much looking forward to May 2015 to see where they go with the Avengers Part 2.
Oh, I am too. It's it looked really good. I mean, most trailers aren't put that well together, but this one was very impressive.
And again, I talked about this in an earlier episode, but we see Captain America's shield broken. And you just see Captain America's arm just hanging. Ultron, you know, the music plays, no strings on me.
And isn't David Spader, who's voicing Ultron, just very haunting?
Oh, my
sounding?
God. It is haunting. I thought I was watching a Tim Burton movie. and, you know, to speculate a little bit more on how that shield broke, I heard rumors that Ultron finds some vibranium. So maybe that's what broke. But, you know, we're going to have to wait and see the movie. We're going to see what kind of force this guy is.
Well, if it was a Tim Burton, it would have been nipples on Ultron.
That was Joel Schumacher at the nipples.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, you know, Avengers Age of Ultron, many questions were asked by that trailer. You see actor Andy Serkis, who's known for his motion capture, make an appearance in there, as many believe, as the popular villain from the Black Panther series. And there's been rumors of Captain Marvel herself appearing in the film. Concept artist showed the Vision in the film, which we didn't get a look in the first trailer. But what this all leads to is a big announcement from Marvel yesterday. They finally announced Phase 3 of the Marvel Universe. They announced that Ant-Man will be included in Phase 2, which is coming out next summer after Avengers. And Phase 3 will begin with Captain America Civil War. Winter Soldier was well received. Everyone really liked it. And if you know anything about the comic books, Civil War is when the government issues the Superhuman Registration Act, where superheroes have to register, and that doesn't sit well with all the heroes, and it bids Captain America fighting Iron Man. And of course, they announced that Robert Downey Jr. will be in Captain America Civil War, and it looks like they're leading to that. And from the looks of the trailer, for Avengers Age of Ultron, you see Thor grab Tony Stark and put him up against the wall. And it looks like this movie could leave our heroes in a dark place where they're fighting each other and leads into Captain America Civil War. Any thoughts on the upcoming Captain America sequel that was announced by Marvel?
Oh, man. It's, you know, you want to see these superheroes fight each other. I mean, it worries you a little bit because, you know, it's kind of like watching your brother and sister fight each other. But it's always, you know, it's going to be entertaining. And like you said, seeing these guys at each other's throats, we can see Thor versus Hulk maybe a little bit elongated and some of these other matches we'd like to see.
Well, not me necessarily. I kind of see it like this. Here you have Captain America. You know, he represents our government and everything. And then here you have Tony Stark, who figures, you know, he's rich, he's intelligent, and maybe he should lead the Avengers and not necessarily Captain America. And then you can even have, on top of that, Thor, who's a god amongst his own people. Maybe he thinks he should. And then you just have the Hulk, who just doesn't give a damn and wants to smash everything. So he's just like, you know what, I'm tougher than all of y'all. Maybe I should lead. And eventually just everybody will be at everybody's, you know, nerve by the end of the next Avengers, leading into all this other stuff.
Well, it could be. But before we get to the next Avengers, Marvel announced a slate of other films. One a lot of people have been looking forward to is finally a Black Panther movie with actor Chadwick Boseman playing the Black Panther. And rumor is that he will make an appearance in Captain America Civil War also to introduce his character. They also announced Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which obviously I don't think there's anyone on the planet that said they didn't want to see that. They announced a third Thor movie. They announced a Captain Marvel movie, which will be the first female-led superhero movie because Captain Marvel, for some people that actually don't know, is a female hero. And they also announced the Inhumans. And Doctor Strange, of course, was announced. And earlier this week, there are rumors that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to play Doctor Strange. He, of course, played Khan in Star Trek Into Darkness. And Marvel hasn't confirmed that yet because negotiations are still going, but it looks likely that he will be playing the role. And I think the other big announcement that came out of this is the conclusion of Phase 3, and that's Avengers Part 3 going to be split into two movies, Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2, to come out in May 2018 and May 2019. And that's looking like it's going to be a doozy. I mean, there's a lot of rumors going that we're going to have Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, and all these heroes in one movie. Rumors that the Avengers will be broken after Age of Ultron, and we'll see a whole new group of Avengers in that third movie. But a lot can happen between now and 2018 with all these other films coming out.
Now, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised that if, you know, basically Sony, Disney, Fox, all these companies don't come to some agreement and decide, like, hey, we all get together, we can all really reap a benefit out of this if we put this into all our characters into one movie. And, you know, and Disney ultimately owns the comic book rights for all these characters, and maybe they'll work out some deal with these other two studios to let them use not just the characters in the movies, but even the actors, and we can actually finally have a big superhero movie.
Well, that could be, but that kind of went off the focus of what we were talking about, Marvel Studios announcement. But to answer that, that's probably not going to happen. Sony and Fox are perfectly happy with the rights they have, and Fox is not giving up the X-Men franchise, that's for sure. It's not happening. But I'm real excited, you know, and we haven't even gotten to the DC stuff yet. We want to finish up on Marvel first. But, you know, I'm really interested to see the Infinity War and how it all comes together, Guardians 2. Doctor Strange is a tough sell for me, but with Benedict Cumberbatch as the actor, I'm a little more excited about it now. And Black Panther should be cool.
And you know me, I'm all about the weapon, you know, the shield. How did it get broken? We know from the comic books that it got broken once by the Infinity Gauntlet that Thanos wore. And with the Infinity War comes the Infinity Gauntlet. So maybe we'll see another broken shield in the future.
Now, do you have a slight man crush on Chris Evans? Because you sure talk about Captain America a lot.
Well, you know, I did see the first version of his uniform in Not Another Teen Movie, where it was a banana split and not a spangly uniform.
That says a lot about you.
And he also seems to be obsessed with a broken shield.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with Matt. So Marvel, with their big announcement of their Phase 3 films, looks like we're loaded on superhero movies through 2019, and we haven't even gotten to DC, who also, since the last time we recorded an episode, announced their slate of films. Of course, their cinematic universe kicked off with Man of Steel last summer, and it's going to continue in 2016 with Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. A lot of rumor going that we're getting a trailer for that by the end of the year. It may just be a teaser, but there's a lot of talk about it showing in front of The Hobbit in theaters, and we'll get our first look at Batman vs. Superman, and anyone knows me, he knows I'm all about that. I'm one of the biggest Batman fans people know, and I'm very excited about that film. And they also announced the Wonder Woman film, which will be a female-led superhero. They also announced Justice League Part 1 and 2. They'll be directed by Zack Snyder. And then they announced solo movies for Aquaman, which is going to be played by Jason Momoa, who is a Game of Thrones fan. Captain Marvel, which, that's Marvel. Shazam, who a lot of people don't know, is also called Captain Marvel at times. And the rumor is The Rock is in that. And The Rock has said he may be playing Shazam, but there's also talk he may be playing Black Lightning. Or Black Adam. I'm just all over the place today.
He uses lightning.
And then, of course, a Green Lantern reboot in 2020. A Flash solo movie that's not tied into the CW network. The Cinematic Universe is separate. And I'm okay with that. A lot of people were saying, oh, they should use Arrow and The Flash. But I think TV is TV and movies are movies, and I'm fine with that. And we haven't even talked about what Sony has coming. Sony still has a Spider-Man franchise. We're talking about a Sinister Six film, a third Spider-Man film, a Venom film. And, of course, Marvel has 20th Century Fox has Marvel's X-Men franchise, a third Wolverine movie. Of course, you already know X-Men Apocalypse is coming out in 2016. There's talks of an X-Force movie and the popularity of Quicksilver from Days of Future Past of a Quicksilver movie, because the Quicksilver scene was probably the coolest scene in Days of Future Past. I mean, it really was.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. It was pretty cool.
Now, I haven't gotten to see Days of Future Past yet. I wanted to watch it.
That doesn't surprise us. It took you 3 months to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know. But I am familiar with Quicksilver. He is Magneto's son, correct? Quicksilver, Magneto's son?
They allude to it in Days of Future Past, but they don't make it official. And what's interesting is, because we're talking about Age of Ultron, Quicksilver is in Age of Ultron because X-Men owns the rights to the mutant characters, but they don't own the complete rights to Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. So Marvel Studios can use them, but apparently they can't call them mutants. They're going to be called that's why they're called I think the little trailer at the end of Winter Soldier. No, not was it Winter Soldier had the little?
No, at the end of Thor the Dark World.
No, Thor Dark World was the collector.
No, Winter Soldier.
It was the end of Winter Soldier where you see the they call them like the twins and they're like special. So they can't call them mutants.
Yeah.
Whenever King, what's his, I know they didn't say his name.
Right.
But he was General Hydra.
Baron von Strucker or something like that.
So
we'll have two Quicksilvers, one in the Marvel Universe movies and one in the X-Men universe. And nice. I think that's why Fox wants to beat Marvel to the punch and get their Quicksilver movie in theaters in the next couple of years before Marvel spins off Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Now, isn't the same actor that played Quicksilver in the X-Men? Isn't he also on the TV show on FX, American Horror Story, that's currently on?
Yes, he is the same actor.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So, lots coming out in theaters. I mean, the comic book movies aren't going anywhere, and that's not to mention indie comic book films. This week, The Crow, the producer of The Crow, Edward Pressman, says that the remake reboot is still on track, and they plan on doing it directly like the comic books. And we actually had interviewed James O'Barr at Compalooza last year, and I've lost the audio in the interview, and James is very involved in the movie, and as a Crow fan, that gives me faith that film can be good. And there's numerous other comic book projects in the works, so of course TV shows and things like that, and other indie comics that may be coming to the big screen. So Marvel and DC, they're the big guns, they're at it, and it's an exciting time to be a comic book fan over the next, I'd say, 10 to 15 years. These things ain't going anywhere.
No, I totally agree. But I do have one question to ask both of y'all. Did you really think that the Green Lantern was so bad that they're pushing the next one all the way to late June of 2020?
I didn't think it was so bad, but I see why people didn't like it. When I watched it originally, I liked it, but I watch it now, and after you've seen the Dark Knight trilogy and Man of Steel and the things Marvel has done, Green Lantern's kind of a step back. It's kind of light, and it could have been better.
Yeah, I can see that. But I think the casting with Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern was spot on. I think he did a good job as far as the character. I don't like that they showed Sinestro turning at the end, and you know they just kind of left us hanging.
Yeah.
Without another.
There was a lot of potential in that movie, but that's a whole other thing. Martin Campbell fought with the studio a lot. They cut the script. You can go find the original script online. There was a lot more cool stuff in it that they didn't put in the movie. But at least we're getting another Green Lantern movie, because that's, along with Batman and Wolverine, Green Lantern's right up there in my top five favorite characters. So I have to wait another 6 years till I get it, but I'm still excited about getting another Green Lantern film.
So is the Martian Man going to be in any of these?
They haven't said yet. I imagine if the Avengers are going to introduce Vision, you would think that DC is going to want the Martian Manhunter in one of their films.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're still a couple years off from Justice League. I think after Batman vs. Superman gets completed, we'll start getting some Justice League, more Justice League casting and more. You know, we've had some. We know who's playing Cyborg and Aquaman, and they announced the guy who's playing The Flash. Forgive me, I can't remember his name at the moment. But I'm sure that they'll be making announcements come this way.
Well, I just happen to like the actor that's going to play Aquaman. I became a fan of his watching Stargate Atlantis. So it's kind of funny that he goes from a TV show about a city that does, you know, has a history with the ocean and everything, to playing a character.
Jason Momoa was on Stargate Atlantis?
Yeah. He was.
I didn't know. I only knew he was in Game of Thrones.
No, he was on there. That's how I knew him before.
He must have sucked, because every time I read articles about him, they never mention that he was on that show.
No, I'm pretty sure that's him on Stargate Atlantis.
We'll have to look that one up and see if the Frank T. Biscuit is right or not.
And didn't they also call for a female director for the Wonder Woman movie?
Well, it hasn't been confirmed yet. There's been a lot of rumors that they want a female director, but. I think what you're going to see is, we're getting close to the holidays now, and I think once we get that Batman Superman trailer, things are really going to start kicking the gear after the first of the year for these studios and what directors are doing what films.
I would kind of like to have a woman director do it, because I think a woman director would come in with a little bit more passion to film and represent a strong female character. I think a male character would kind of make her weak, to be perfectly honest. I don't think a male director would necessarily know how to put a strong female character out there. I want a Wonder Woman that's going to kick some butt, and not just some dummy down man version of a she woman that's like awesome.
And I think, Matt, that Frank just got in touch with his inner female.
That's right. I was just going to say Xena should just direct it.
Hey, look, I like women that can kick ass. I don't like the pansy little wimpy women. I like a woman that's tough.
With a deep voice.
That's you, Matt. You like the smokers.
So Marvel, DC taking over our movie theaters over the next 5 or 6 years. And it continues that Frank likes to be punished by women and
Lola.
Ass kicked.
Hello, L.A. Lola.
There you go. On that note, we'll be right back.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rubber Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
If you could put yourself into any horror movie, anywhere, what movie would it be, and what would you do to survive?
Wow, you're asking me how would I like to be threatened. Okay. I'd be in a Jason movie, because I think I could take him.
You think you could take Jason?
I think I could take Jason.
The never-ending machete killer.
Yes.
That's
right?
What the hell?
If you could be in any horror movie, what would you be in?
I wouldn't want to be in any damn horror movie.
I know, but what if you could?
Fantastic. No! But if I was stuck in one. No, there's a difference between wanting to be in one and being stuck in
okay,
one.
Okay, if you're stuck in one.
No! There's not any! They all suck! There's no winning in any of them. You're in the Friday the 13th movies. You can't outrun Jason.
So basically.
Sorry. When Black Track Stars can't outrun a tall white dude, you know you're going to die.
So basically, you and me are the smart ones for not answering this damn question. Yeah.
Shit. And plus, if I was going to do it, I would trip y'all sorry asses. While he's hatching y'all, I would keep running. Eventually, yes, I would wind up dying, because you can't get away from his ass. Plain and simple. This is Frank T. Biscuit.
And this is the Electric Monkey.
And you are listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of Trust Me, I'm a Jedi.com.
Okay, so for all of you guys that are tech savvy out there, if you know the part that I'm talking about from Avengers, where Phil Coulson is talking to Chris Evans about his uniform and how he had some input on the uniform. If you could just take like a Vine video or an Instagram video where he says, yes, I had some input on the uniform, and then Chris Evans walks out from Not Another Teen Movie with whipped cream and cherry nipples on top of him and a banana sticking out of his rear, and he says, it's a banana split. And he's all ready to fight crime with whipped cream on him and cherry nipples. I think women would appreciate it. And that's been Electric Monkeys, Electric Boogaloo. You stay whipped creamy.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from The Same, and you're listening to...
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
Welcome back on Rebel Radio. Of course, it is Halloween week here, and this Friday, the trick-or-treaters will be out, the scary ghouls. And it's that time of the year where people are watching horror movies, playing practical jokes on each other, trying to scare the piss in their pants, and so to speak. And here on Rebel Radio, we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween. Earlier in the month, we did an episode where we talked about movie monsters and stuff, kind of a Halloween warm-up. But today, we're going to talk about those slasher flicks, those guys with the knives in their hands or the machetes or the hockey mask, the guys that were ridiculously scary back when we were younger. Now we watch those movies and we think, God, this is stupid and it sucks. But, you know, slasher movies have found their way into the homes and the theaters across America as a very popular subgenre of the comics and things we enjoy. And to go back to these slashers and horror films, you got to go back to the early days of cinema, to the Boris Karloff movies, you know, when they played The Wolfman and Frankenstein, Dracula, which to this day are still some of my favorite horror films of all time. You go watch the original Wolfman and you see an appreciation for what it takes to tell a scary story without a lot of big special effects. But at that time, those were big special effects. And just to make a genuinely haunting, thrilling film. And over the years, that I truly believe no one has captured since. That's just my personal feeling. And that's kind of where horror movies started for me. What about you guys? What were some of the horror movies that started for y'all?
Oh, mine was definitely the Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street. Matter of fact, starting tomorrow, the wife and I, we're going to go do a little marathon of Friday the 13th. I call it the Boobs and Blood.
Ain't that special.
Yeah, like I said, I'm calling it Boobs and Blood. I'm going to count how many heads get cut off and how many boob shots there are.
Well, for me, you know, I wasn't old enough to watch too many horror movies whenever those were first coming out. I did watch them whenever I was old enough, though, but my dad let me get a sneak peek at It. So I did get to watch Pennywise the Clown.
A genuinely scary movie, really was.
Yes. They all float down here, Georgie. You know, scary clown.
Well, I, of course, you know, grew up, I think Nightmare on Elm Street was one of the first ones I ever saw. Wasn't a big fan of the Friday the 13th movies. I'm still not. I think they're stupid. I know Frank likes them, and that's fine. I did enjoy the Nightmare films. As my personal origins, I think those would be where I first saw horror films. I don't really remember seeing Halloween when I was younger. I think it was something about Michael Myers that kind of spooked me. I just couldn't get into it. And I'm being a science fiction fan. I think that's why I like Nightmare on Elm Street, because it kind of had that sci-fi element to it. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so that was probably where I started, was Nightmare. So Nightmare, Friday the 13th, and It for you.
Yeah. And I also got a sneak peek at Halloween, too, because, you know, if my parents weren't home, I would, or they were away, I could push in we had a cassette, you know, I don't even know what to call it anymore. I've been used to DVDs. Right. A tape.
I'd VHS. Put in that.
Yeah, VHS. And, I would watch it. I, you know, just remember the scene where, you know, the sister's getting dressed and she stands up and her boobs pop out. You know, I thought that was cool when I was a kid and I saw boobs.
There was a lot of rewinding going on there, I'm sure. Well, man, I remember, like, you talk about VHS. I go back to betas.
Well, you know, there's no doubt, like, I think the 80s was the, I think we all agree just now, was the prime time for when slasher movies took off. And they grew from the Universal horror movies from the 50s and 60s, numerous Mummy movies and Wolfman and Dracula and The Creature of the Black Lagoon. Mm-hmm. Those were the original horror movies. And then, you know, you didn't have quite as much. I think you had Alfred Hitchcock doing some horror in the 70s and stuff, but it was more suspense horror. Mm-hmm. And then you get into the 80s. The 80s was definitely, I think, the birth of the slasher film. And without Nightmare on Elm Street and Jason Voorhees and all that, we wouldn't have had Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer. Then there was that 90s kind of renaissance where those kind of films came out, which they made a lot of money at the box office, but they're really bad movies when you watch them now.
Yeah, like The Leprechaun. That wasn't so great.
Yeah, The Leprechaun, Critters. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they made some absolutely ridiculous movies that kind of offshooted from these horror slasher films. And now we have the remakes. They've had Rob Zombie's Halloween remake and the Nightmare on Elm Street remake and the Friday the 13th remake. And how many different versions of the we didn't even mention the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah. I love those, too.
The original was a genuinely scary film. And even the sequel with Dennis Hopper wasn't that bad. You know,
yeah, but I love the legend of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where it just went around that it was like a true story, like it really happened.
Well, it was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based off of two killings. One was in Wisconsin, and one was in Texas. I can't remember which one was which, but one guy would make furniture out of his victims, and the other one would kill his victims with a chainsaw.
Well, sort of. The one to add to your story, the one in Texas. They actually never really proved it. They found a guy, if I remember the story right, and I could be wrong. If we're wrong, email us, tell us. We don't have Wikipedia in front of us. But there was a story I had heard where they found a guy in Texas who had died of apparent heart attack or something. And when they went to his barn, they found human flesh and stuff that he had been hanging and drying to make stuff. And they found a chainsaw. And they do, I don't know if he was ever tied to murders or something, but it is part of what you said. He was tied to some murders that apparently happened. But you're right about the two different stories.
Hey, another great movie that gets forgotten is Motel Hell, where people come up missing because a motel owner would, like, kill bikers or, you know, stray random people and then turn them into beef jerky and sell their meat.
And then, you know, and then television had a lot of horror. Stephen King, a lot of, like, it was made for television, but it was genuinely scary. There was a lot of very popular Stephen King adaptions.
Rose Red.
Pet Cemetery. The Shining, of course, which were different kinds of horror movies. You know, they were more like psychotic, psychiatric kind of horror movies. They weren't necessarily slasher flicks.
Tales from the Crypt, which also started as comic books
right.
and also fell victim, like Batman and Robin, to comic books' worst enemy, the person that took them to trial for Seduction of the Innocents.
Right. Yeah, Tales from the Crypt, when it aired on HBO, was genuinely scary back in the day. And you know, and now I think we've become jaded to the stuff that nothing's really scary anymore. You get these movies like The Ring and what was the one, Sarah Michelle Gellar, The Grudge, where they try to be scary, but they're just not really scary. Nothing is as scary as a guy coming at you with a machete and a hockey mask or a burnt all this crispy bacon with five-finger metal glove on his hand going to slice your freaking throat out.
Yeah, well, those other movies were based off of movies that were really popular over in Asian countries where that kind of stuff really scares them, where here in the States, we're more of a, grab a blade and butcher the crap out of something kind of person.
And then, you know, and now it seems like the Hollywood remake trend that there's no new slashers anymore. You know, when was the last time anybody made a cool slasher movie? There really hasn't been one. You know, there's been some decent, like, horror films, but they're more like horror sci-fi. Like, I thought Cabin in the Woods was a lot of fun, you know, because it was kind of a horror sci-fi twist.
Well, I liked it because it actually had a true ending. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to make another 40, you know, add-ons to the end of something that should have just ended with one. Kind of like, you know, so many of the ones that are out nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I like seeing Carl from Billy Madison. I mean Eric from Billy Madison. You know, Eric was there with the dad from Step Brothers, and they were like, "Oh, which one are they gonna pick?" And then Before he was Thor, he had to pick the zombies.
Yeah, you know, that was a fun movie. Really recent memories. That's probably one of the better horror movies I've seen. Most everything else is honestly kind of sucked.
Very true.
I know the Saw franchise was very popular in this last decade. I wasn't a big fan of those. My wife liked them. I thought the first couple of them were okay at best, but I still don't get how that damn franchise lasted 8 movies or whatever it was, but I guess because you had a lot of high teenagers that went and saw it stoned.
Yeah, I mean, we're leaving out the Wrong Turn movies. I believe another one's even come out here lately.
Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, those, you know.
Which were remakes.
But I kind of liked the first couple of Wrong Turns that I viewed were kind of fun. I mean, nothing scarier than an inbred redneck.
And then you have...
Wait a minute, isn't that most rednecks?
And then you have Rob Zombie's version of horror movies that he tried to make, like House of 10,000 Corpses and Devil's Rejects and
remake of Halloween.
To me, Rob Zombie, I have an appreciation for him as an artist, but at the same time, and we don't cuss a lot on Rebel Radio, but he's a sick motherfucker.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know, he did a good job on the first remake of the Halloween. When he did Halloween 2, that's when he took a wrong turn. And
see, I didn't even watch it because I heard the reviews were
so bad.
Yeah,
it was horrible. A friend of mine loves horror movies, and when his ass falls asleep during a horror movie, you know it's a bad horror movie.
So, what about, didn't he also do the Friday the 13th remake, or was that
No, he was attached to the project at one time, and he ended up not doing it.
Okay.
That's why he took Halloween instead.
That had some crazy dialogue in that one. They're doing it in the bed, and he's like, oh, yeah,
well,
you've
they
got
basically
perfect
took
nipple
the
placement.
They basically took the first three Friday the 13th movies and combined them into one movie. That's what they did.
Hey, but Mark, we did go to the theater to see the remake of the Friday the 13th, and let's be honest, it was a true classic because you can't have a good slasher horror movie without at least one boob scene in it.
I didn't see that with you.
Yeah, you did. I was pretty sure you went with me.
No.
Somebody did, and it had one boob scene in it, and that's all that mattered.
How long have you known me? I don't go see horror movies in theaters.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't you. I'm trying to remember who it was. But it doesn't matter.
I can't remember the last horror movie I saw in a theater.
There was boobs in it, so.
I did not mention Hellraiser. Hellraiser is definitely a genuinely scary. And it's sci-fi horror, and we did talk about it in our monster movie episode.
Right.
But I think Pinhead fits with slashers because
he
slashes some people up.
Yeah, and people don't realize. I mean, it started out as a book, The Hellbound Heart. It was supposed to be the mix between pleasure and pain, and there's kind of that mystique in the first two, but then Pinhead just turns into a crazy monster. And to give Charles Burns or Clive Barker credit, Stephen King said that he was the future of horror. He said, I have seen horror, and his name is Clive Barker. I'm like, wow, from Stephen King, you know that's got to be some kind of icon of a monster for Clive Barker to get that kind of thumbs up.
You know, what was funny is because when I was a kid, this was a long time ago, of course, the Hellraiser movies came out, and so did the Rubik's Cube. So we used to scare other kids and tell them, like, basically the Rubik's Cube was like the cube off of Hellraiser, and if you turned it, it was going to release all the scary monsters to come and get them. It was horrible. So that's how we used to scare the crap out of even the younger kids. It's like, let them see bits and pieces of that movie and hand them a Rubik's Cube. They would, like, run screaming and cry.
Man. That's just freaky beans. So, you know, slasher flicks. Anything else on that?
Man, yeah, I think we covered pretty much every iconic one.
Yeah, I mean, watch some this Friday, this weekend for Halloween. Enjoy them. You know, I don't know what to recommend, but I would recommend if you've never seen the original horror films I talked about, those old Universal, every year around this time, Universal re-releases them on Blu-ray. I want to buy them myself one day, but I have no money right now. Yeah, but go watch those original horror films to see where all these slashers came from.
And just remember, if you want to have a truly scary, suspenseful Halloween, eat the candy without checking it first. So have a happy Halloween.
Please don't take Frank T. Biscuit's advice.
I look at it like this, people. If you're going to go camping or anything like that, do some research on the place that you're going camping at, especially if you're going to rent a cabin. See if there's been any murders there, children drowning in the lake, some beheadings. You know, before you go, and ladies, wear tennis shoes, not the heels in the woods, okay? Because last thing anybody wants to see is a woman running with the pair of heels on them, falling, be like, ah, and everything. And bring a couple of fat people with you, especially if you're skinny, because, you know, they're a little bit slower. So they'll kind of hold the bad guy up while he's hatching them. You have a better chance of getting away, you know. Make sure the battery on your car's, you know, fully charged, you got a full tank of gas, and you know where the hell the keys are before you go. Okay? But do the research, and you might not die. And this is Frank's Breaking Bad.
This has been a public service announcement from Rebel Radio on how to survive a horror movie.
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
Give me the mic! It's Arnold! I'm going to take you down. I told you I would. Back in Terminator 2, are you listening to Rebel Radio?
Hey! Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast, and this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
So this episode of Rebel Radio, we covered quite a bit about the DC and Marvel Universe's slate of films coming up. And we talked about some horror movies. And we were going to talk a little bit about The Walking Dead, but we will be doing that in the next episode about how the season has kicked off. So make sure y'all listen for that. But there's been some big news lately. This Saturday, the first trailer for Fast and Furious 7 is coming out, also known as Furious 7. And not necessarily a comic book film, but it's kind of gotten relation to the genre because of the popularity of it. And most websites that are associated with things we cover do cover the Fast and the Furious films. And this one will be really interesting. You know, with Paul Walker's final film, there will be some sadness seeing it. But it's also exciting to see how they end it. Anybody real quick on that?
Oh, man, it just, you know, it reminds me from whenever it first started and how it's progressed. I mean, it regressed and then it progressed. You know, Vin Diesel didn't like how the movies were going, so then we started to get, we got Fast and Furious, and, man, we got to see Paul Walker's final work. It was so sad how he died, and, you know, he left behind a family, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. I just, you know it's going to be good, and I can't wait to see it.
So that trailer will be out this Saturday. Leaked Star Wars episode concept art. Real or not real, what do y'all think?
I don't care. It looked pretty damn good to me.
Well, the big Iron Man suit. I remember
what... How did Iron Man... said Star Wars.
Avengers. Oh. I heard Avengers. Leaked Star Wars stuff. God.
You still have...
He just wanted to talk about a damn broken shield again.
He still has Chris Evans' penis on his right. By the way...
With a banana in his butt.
Someone is really associated with Chris Evans' banana today.
No kidding.
Really starting to wonder about you on that.
Watch, I'm telling you, we're going to get a picture text later today.
Probably so. So there's a couple of quick news segments there for you on this edition of Rebel Radio. And check TrustMeWithJedi.com, the official website for hosting of Rebel Radio and all this news and things we talk about. That's where you can find out all this information. We hope you visit every day. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all sorts of social media. The Trust Me With Jedi presence is taking over the world, we hope. I don't know. Possibly. And, I have no idea. But that's some things you know, to look for on the website. We'll be having a 30th anniversary of Terminator article coming up, and we'll be talking about the Terminator in our next episode of Rebel Radio. And so anything to add to today's episode? A lot of information we gave the folks today, we hope.
Yep. Chris Evans, I mean, Frank?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot of these movies coming out, and that's pretty much it.
Well,
thanks for listening.
You know, until next time on Rebel Radio, this has been...
The Electric Monkey.
Frank T. Biscuit.
And this is your host, Mark. Until next time, keep it saucy, people.